Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
All right, Big Brother specialists are live and talking, finally, the new season of Big Brother, Big Brother 26.
It happened. We have people we've never seen before again. I thought somebody's message today that was the funniest was like, this is the time of the Big Brother cycle where everyone just looks like AI headshots that don't look like real people at all. And then pretty soon in 2 weeks, we'll know each other's like everything about them, what they eat for dinner, like who they hate, and like literally know more about them than their probably girlfriend does right now or whatever. Not that anybody has a girlfriend, do we know?
But AI theme is like, that's good for this season because that's what we're going off of is AI.
Yes, more AI, please. That's the other thing that I was like, oh, mystery 17th house guest, where you're like, what could that be? Is that overshadowing the other 16 or or not. We've got some crazy like jobs this time around too. And I went ahead and didn't read a whole bunch of stuff. I know Parade had like the full cast breakdown for half of them. And the other half didn't load up correctly or something.
The one half had a video. The other half had written bios.
Which the written bios are hilarious because I feel like you can see who's like a tryhard or who doesn't really care just based on how much they put into it. But like, I guess we should just go. Should we do alphabetical or should we do some? Let's do all the girls and then do all the guys or. I feel like alphabetical. Yeah. So we don't have the way to like screen share, do we?
I mean, we can. It'd probably be better if you did it, risking my internet.
True. I should have practiced this before.
Present down at the bottom. Do you have that button?
Let me see. I do. I don't know how bad I want to share my screen or not. Let me try this. First up is Angela, and she's 50 years old. And I think she already has some memes with her of she wants to be the first married woman to win the show. And I was like, that's where we're going 26 years into this is like
also the first 50-year-old.
50-year-old married, or I don't know if it's there's never been somebody who's 50 one Big Brother. I guess that makes a lot of sense. Let me see if
I watched part of her video and she was just crying how much she loves Big Brother is basically what I gathered. And her self, she wears on her sleeve, she has a big mouth. These are all quotes from her. I'm not saying that she has a big mouth. And she wants to be a person people can trust, but they shouldn't because her morals are out the window for the season.
Her morals are out the window. Thank God. you don't want to have the older woman be like, oh, I'm gonna not backstab. It's like don't put yourself in such a crazy whatchamacallit. Okay, I am taking 5 seconds to actually do this. We are going to get this screen shared.
All right.
I know people are going to go, what is the point of you guys talking about this if we don't have the freaking pictures, Blake? So here we go. This is probably going to work. Oh, no. Angela's bio showed up. Maybe I just wasn't. This is great. Okay. We're 2 seconds away. I promise. Nope. I have to click this button and then this button. Honestly, Big Brother stuff is very interesting to me of like, okay, you can see that now?
No. Well, Blake is figuring that out. I'm just going to thank Alexandra for liking the coverage here because, you know, this is a little rough.
Oh, no. It's showing up over here. You see... Is it something you can like let in or something? Because you're in charge.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. You're like, no. Okay, we're in business, ladies and gentlemen. This is Angela. She's 50 from Long Beach. I wonder if her growing up in Utah is going to be something. Usually, we had a person from Utah in the last couple years. It's something where that's usually means maybe they're a little bit more like, this is my first time doing everything. I'm assuming when she's 50. That's probably not the case. I think Angela, I think what we could do right now is like, oh, has she been on Big Brother before in a different name or body? No, this feels like a fresh character. Like, yes, we've had some older women in the past, but maybe Kathy was like a cop from the South. And like Angela is a real estate agent. And Karen from Big Brother Canada 6-5, everyone's favorite. Real estate agent, old woman who got the farthest, got second place. So maybe this is, hey, we want our own Karen from Big Brother Canada 5. That would be the ceiling, I think, for Angela. But I think probably she goes home before jury just based on what I know about older women in this game, it's very hard for them to kind of connect and stick around whenever the early game is built on, like, we need to win HOHs.
Though we do have two guys in this season who are really wanting to work with the older people. So anybody who's older actually might stick around more if those two guys connect and realize they both want to work with the older people and then, like, start an alliance there.
Great. So Angela can work with them. Do you know who those two dudes are? Or we can refer to them when we get to them.
Cam?
I guess this is the Cam.
And okay. Tucker.
Oh, Tucker's all the way at the end.
Yeah, Tucker's the last.
I got to click this 17 times. I made sure to make this as hard as possible for me to do this. Tucker, I think as a segue, anything else about Angela real quick or no?
Nope, that's it.
So let's go the first of the alphabet and now the last of the alphabet. that's how we'll make ours different from everyone else. Tucker Delaurier, I'm guessing that's French. I think he is going to be somebody that either, like, I hope I don't eat these words, but I think he is exactly what a Big Brother player that does well is. He's an attractive looking dude who looks like he's going to be strong in challenges. Now, I'm not going to talk about challenges for every single thing. A lot of people say I'm like Jim Carrey. I feel like you get really bored in Big Brother half the time. So just having someone who's fun to be around is very important.
His bio, he's a chef, so that could get in good with the house guests as well. He really wants to keep things light, but he is the youngest of two brothers and has two older brothers, I believe. So, like, his whole household, like, bred competition basically, and he's like all about, like, doing this for the experience and playing human chess.
And I know that everyone can read, but I'm just reading this for the first time. My dad came out as gay, which I think is an interesting layer of, like, there's a built-in layer of empathy of, maybe it's time to work with people that I haven't had the same life experience as, but my brother's gay, my dad's gay, my neighbor's gay. Like, that's such a, like, dumb
we
layer,
also but have if we keep going backwards in the alphabet, Takor,
her moms are gay,
so maybe they can bond over.
We've got gay parents. Like, let's go. Take that, Olympics. You're not going to be watching a couple of people with gay parents in the Big Brother house. What am I most looking forward to playing Big Brother? It's just a dream come true. I want HOH handwritten notes and letters. There's something about that where it just doesn't feel like he's, like, I'm looking for someone who's going to get to the end to be like, what are you most looking forward to about playing Big Brother? Being the guy who wins HOH and puts two people up and gets them out. So maybe he doesn't have the killer instinct, but I think this guy will be like, but okay, I want to be like Ian, Dan, and Brett. What'd you just say?
He's here for fans. Like, he's all of, like, an experienced kind of guy. So,
yes.
So, like, he wants to play human chess, which I don't know how both of these translate as wanting to be the funny guy, the chef, the provider almost.
Right. And he knows about the first in curse. He wants to break it. That's almost too. Who cares? Two cares, super fan. Don't say that. You're fine. Okay. Now back to this side of stuff. This is Brooklyn Rivera, which I thought, like, for talking about an AI, AI layer of, like, we typed in Big Brother rooms, and this is what popped out. I think this is a layer of, like, who is a Southern Belle that would get on Big Brother and, like, really, like, there's at least two of them, because we have Mackenzie, who's coming up, But Brooklyn is like through and through. We have seen this character on Big Brother all the time. And usually what it takes for someone like this to do extremely well is to get into either a alliance very quickly, a showmance about a month in, or like them becoming like, I'm going to win challenges for my alliance and people keep me around because I'm really good at challenges. She doesn't have her bio like Angela. So we're going based on just thoughts here.
Well, I watched the video.
Cool.
I watched the video a little bit with her, and she wants to be like house to win.
Mm. Okay.
So she wants,
the first
like,
what?
A badass mom who wants to.
She's a mom. That's so crazy.
Am I just like terrible?
Yeah. No, it's coming. It's coming in every once in a while, and we're just now it's coming in like I'm talking, then you're talking, and then we end up talking over each other. I didn't know she was a mom, so I think that's something I wouldn't know on first impression. And maybe if she wants to lie about that, that is something she could like. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think she could come off as I'm 28. I don't know who's going to lie about their age this time, but it does feel like everyone's like deep in their 30s for some reason this season.
Feels like it skews older.
Yeah, somebody was saying that I don't know if it's the oldest one ever or if it's just a like this is what's going on this time of this is just was who was good. So that's Brooklyn. Now let's go switch back over this way. This is so much fun because then we click all the buttons this many times. So how do we pronounce her name? It's Tikor or Tikor?
I was thinking Tikor.
Okay. Like it rhymes with decor.
Out in a few days.
Which is pretty cool. I like her a lot. Of this feels like somebody who I want her to do well. Because this cast photo with a crochet top is hilarious. And then it like, oh, by the way, it's an advertisement for my business. Like, get your money, girl. Like, if she does get voted out in the first 2 weeks, God forbid, it'll be like, but look at all the cool crochet shit I brought. And I'm sure, I think a cool thing that they do is they end up sharing clothes throughout the season. Just with like, not like your best friend, but I can't wait to see like her crochet tops be on like one of these meathead dudes as he goes out on an eviction night, and it's like Tikor gave me this, and then Tikor is like mm-hmm. doing a goodbye message of like, we thought you were friends, but we're really not.
She is claiming to be a big risk taker, but also a bright, bubbly person, and wants to kind of hide her competitive nature for now, and then like come out and, you know, do the thing.
And this is what I liked about her layer of her knowledge of Big Brother. Like, I think you can bet some money on her and not be disappointed, because it's like, why do you think Big Brother is good? And it's like, I love the community that it builds. Very intensive game. It lasts all summer long. We get 3 episodes a week. Live feeds. Build a community. Not just among house guests, but viewers get to enjoy the game. And it's like, oh, you know the whole thing behind the machine that is this thing. You're not just, well, it would be cool to get away for the summer. And I think because of the Chicago via London, she's probably our first UK representative, or like I grew up in London. I don't know. I grew up in the south side of Chicago, though.
There is.
I know she has an accent.
There's London, Ontario, but
I thought let me make sure. Oh, wait, you can see my searching. Never mind. That was terrifying. Take that away. Hopefully none of that's evil. I'm screwed. Get this out of here. Now everyone can screech. No, scrub it from the internet. Okay, who's next? We got
all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah, we may have to get rid of that. Oh, okay. Cam is next. Cam, I think, is going to be. Oh, where does the picture show up? There we go. Cam Sullivan Brown. I like how somebody was being like, oh, we need to have a cheat sheet, and they were putting people's towns. And like some of these other towns are very like famous towns. And then for her, him, it's Bowie. I've never heard of Bowie before in Maryland, I guess. And like it was like Bowie. And I'm like, what does that mean? Oh, it's his city. Very attractive dude. It's interesting. You watched the video. So what was in his video that stood out to you?
He just learned Big Brother and loves making friends and winning. So like he kind of just learned the game, or when he was just learning the game, he like realized, oh, I could probably do this. I didn't quite get it from his context of if he like just learned it before going in, or if he learned it like as he was like growing up and like learning how to play the game. And then he wants to get to an alliance with the moms.
Hell yeah. Just do some old school Cam's Angel stuff. So there's at least two moms that we've seen. Mm-hmm. Is there a third in the cast or no?
Maybe.
We'll have to look. I'm expecting him to do well. I'm assuming Cam will be on jury. That's what I'm going to put him.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it.
We haven't gotten to some bad people yet, but they're coming, I feel like. This is Rubina. She's from Los Angeles, and she's 35. I thought she looked younger, and so I think she's going to be one of the first part. I'm here to rep for the Filipinos. Everyone needs a Filipino in their life, and that person is going to be me.
I really like her a lot. So I don't want to say like winner pick, because I could never predict a winner from like anything, but like she's very high on my list. She's not a super fan, but she thinks she needs the show and the show needs her. She's bringing that big sis energy to the game, social game, and show up in the comps when needed.
Nice. I hope that works out for her. She does feel, I think the one thing that they did do was the candy dump in. I don't know if you saw that, where it was like, I'm Blake and I'm going to bring the spice to the house. And she said, I'm Rubina and I'm going to bring the personality. And I think that's like that is a high watermark to put yourself on of like, I'm going to be one. And like, if that's running in your head right now, I'm wondering if she's going to be like, I need to be iconic. Everything I do. What is the most iconic part of the Big Brother house? She says the snacks storage room, where people go to release their emotions and get hyped. All right, hell great. Yeah.
I love me some snacks. So, yes. Girl.
I think one thing that was crazy was the whole, like, what do you think about Julie Chinmoonves? I asked that to everyone. What makes Julie the perfect host? She loves Julie. Is unbiased. Okay, next person. All the way over there. All the way over there. Let's
Why did we do this?
It's fun for everyone, I think. This is Cedric Hodges. This is somebody who I think is the most wild card of why did he get on the show? What is his stuff?
He's not. I feel like he's, for my sanity, I think he needs to go pre-jury. Because True. He is here for his, well, he's here for his siblings, great cause, but he wants to be the big brother on Big Brother. And wants to be the most observant because he's the oldest of his siblings. So he's like, I'm going to be the big brother on Big Brother.
That was Zach Rance's like, thing. You love that kind of stuff.
But he just seems too big for his britches and not like in the Zach Rance way.
I am very interested in the two lines of text here of I'm 21 years old and I'm a former Marine. Because doesn't it take years of training to be a Marine? and years of training would start when you're 18. Former Marine is like, so he has to be peak physical condition, peak competition, and like peak discipline.
But Cedric former giving first boot energy with this cast.
Right, but like, is this something where he can like hide any of that, or is he going to announce all of that within 5 seconds of stepping in, win the first challenge, win the second veto, and then by like week three, everyone's like, God damn it, we got to get Cedric out of here and like set up some massive like backdoor plan to get him out.
I mean, could be.
But Idaho representation, I know all the Big Brother fans in Idaho are like, finally. Okay, back
especially
over here.
The Boise people.
Yes, the Boise are cheering for their Boise Cedric. This is Quinn Martin, and this is not a cast photo that I think I've ever seen in my life. Of it looks like he's got a turtleneck, like he's doing an iPhone campaign thing after this. But with like that jacket's gonna be so hot in LA. Like I hope you didn't. I hope you didn't bring that. Quinn is a nurse recruiter. He lives in Oklahoma, but from Oklahoma originally, but lives in Omaha, Nebraska. What is your first impression of Quinn Martin?
Well, I read a little bit more in the bio. Dual athlete, voted most likely to brighten your day. Cool. And then I want to read a quote from this. Is you have snakes, rats, frogs, and doves. I myself am going to be a rat. Only lie, cheat, and steal when my back is against the wall, when I'm out of options. So Big Brother has
what?
Snakes, rats, frogs, and doves, and they are going to be a rat.
Big Brother is not this complicated, okay? Big Brother is one of the easiest games to win, okay? There's no doves or frogs, brother, okay? I'll root for him. I think I hate Oklahoma though because I'm from Texas. So if there's some kind of like horns down going on here, I'll know exactly who to put all my bad juju on. Mm-hmm. But I like this idea of one thing I won't do in the Big Brother house is act maliciously. I think there's a way to play the game. You can be campy. So he knows what campy means. You can be adversarial. It means you can have a rival, but in no point am I going to intentionally hurt someone's feelings and then not apologize for that if I cross the line. So we got some good, clean, fun villain if it does happen instead of like a villain who's like, what's the easiest way to make you feel bad? Like, you're a bad mom. Like, we're not going to say that. I think Quinn either gets third place, eighth place, or 11th. Write it down. Okay, or clicking the button. Click on the button.
I feel like Quinn is also like maybe Nicole from 21.
Yes, I've heard of her. Nicole from 21? Yeah, Nicole from 21. This is Chelsea. What do you think about Chelsea?
Let me scroll back in my notes. smart strategic game is all I got from her.
Sorry, Phil's texting me because he just loves what we're doing. Here's what I want to say about Chelsea. I think this is first boot potential, and I don't know if we do the whole like, ooh, Angela or somebody else who's older, like Kenny, wins the first HOH. I think Chelsea would be the person who goes home if it's not defaulted to like one of the two older people. And through like watching the quick video, this is just somebody where I'm like, I don't know what she's bringing. But I mean, we don't have her bio in front of us. Thanks a lot, Parade. but she's from Rancho Cucamonga. So I don't know. Like, what are we doing here, Chelsea? Like, I think this is a person. God, I wish I had something else to say, but I from her candy part of her video, I was not impressed too, which is a weird, like, literally just one sentence. So this is just somebody who's like, I guess literally aura is going first boot. But if she makes it to top five, I'll look like really stupid and that'll be fun too.
Yeah.
All right. That's Chelsea. Click, click, right, click, 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 click.
Scrolling back now.
Okay, Matt Hardiman. I feel like he has to be someone that you have a strong opinion on. Is this going to be your least favorite house guest of the summer, or is he going to be... I didn't really expect him to do that.
Well, he says in his bio that he's a gym bro, but like... In a sense of just like his looks and what he puts out, but is really like sweet on the inside and is gonna have to navigate his perceptions and like how he put out as, you know, this.
How would you describe yourself? I'm Matt Hardiman. Bro, this guy sucks. He said manipulation is going to be hard for him. Does this remind you of a pooch? Is he a pooch or something?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to make my mark in this house by truly being authentic and caring. I've lived my entire life in Georgia, where there's only typically one type of person, one type of rhetoric, one type of belief structure. He's like literally like, instead of going to college, I'm going to go to the Big Brother house. You're supposed to go to college. How did you not go to college outside of your state? I guess I didn't either. But what's on your Big Brother bucket list? I definitely have to take home an HOH. I definitely want to take home a power. If I could get a win in every single comp, I would be pumped. I think as much as we were saying, like,
but that's not getting rid of his like gym bro vibe.
Cause like as much as we were saying, Takor really had like, oh, she's smart and knows like what makes this good. I think he's giving you like what you think you want to hear. So I'm down on Matt Hardiman. I will be rooting against him. Boo.
Boo.
Cause also I'm definitely on the lookout for anybody who is a Big Brother super fan. Oh no. He's going to go after super fans, man. All right. Hater squad, engage on the Matt Hardiman. That's where my bad juju's going. My good juju is going towards Joseph Rodriguez from Tampa, Florida. Shout outs to Tampa. Shout outs to Ugly Shirts. People wear them still. That is an ugly shirt. That is a top five ugliest shirt in Big Brother cast photo history, I feel like. Also, top five coolest
it's
jobs.
Not a great photo either.
No, he's definitely not smiling for this one. Which he said he was going to be the funny guy, right? Didn't he say, I'm going to be... In his candy thing, he said, my name is Joe and I'm gonna bring the jokes. He didn't say it like that though. He said it like he said it, but
jokes.
Oh my god, in the podcast now, that's crazy. Video store clerk. I think one thing that somebody brought up is like those don't really exist unless they're adult videos, so that would be a fun like, ooh, CBS getting crazy.
In the video, it says he said he loves reality TV and he's a competitor. He wants to play coy and low key, then go in for the kill.
Okay, that's about as generic as you can get, but great job, Joe. I love that. Play low key and then go for the kill. I don't think anybody's ever done that in Big Brother history. It'd be very cool to watch for the first time. maybe I'm being too harsh on Joe. Maybe they made him say that or misconstrued him, but I think I'll root for Joe. It definitely feels like, I mean, we don't really have it. Yeah. Rodriguez. We don't really have Hispanic men on this show. I don't want to say the wrong nationality, but I guess we don't know if he's Mexican, Hispanic, but that'll be somewhere where I can look that up when I have more information. But we really haven't
had.
What'd you say?
I said, thanks, Parade.
Yeah, thanks, Parade. Look like an idiot over here. But I think that's some representation that I think with the diversity thing, a lot of people have been like, where's the more Asian people? Where's the more Latin people? And so it's nice to see this in the cast stuff. And being from Texas and California, these are stories that I had talked to, like, a lot of my friends. And it's nice to see on my favorite summer reality show, too. What's not nice to see is somebody who spells their name this crazy, Mackenzie Manbeck, baby.
Yep.
I'm from Houston, and I'm a construction project manager. Why did you want to come on this? I'm not a big super fan.
Indie video store, and he works at an actual factual video store.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Sad.
This girl, she's a triple threat. See, socially, mentally, and physically.
She says that multiple times throughout her bio, triple threat. And she's not a super fan, so she won't get targeted.
Wait, is this the AI-generated one? And we got... No, we saw her move in real life, right? We've seen all these people move. The thing that was crazy is she's like, I'm gonna make my game after Casey from season 20. And it's like, well, you got to figure out someone to do the strategy for you. Sheesh.
Oh.
Got her. She loves Zingbot. Like, honestly, if I could vote someone out before we start, I would go ahead and choose Mackenzie Manbeck. But maybe she's great. Maybe she's going to be really fun. But
she
this is somebody.
She could also be that target of the older people that you were talking about with, what, Chelsea?
Yeah. Like, who is somebody. Because, like, legitimately, I think the older I get, like, I'm 34. And, like, if somebody was 22 and trying to tell me, like, no, like, in my life experience, this, and, like, here's what I know, I would just be like, it doesn't feel like you, I went through this before. It doesn't feel like you're a real person till you're about 25. Then when you get to your 30s, you're kind of like, oh, I did something wrong for 5 years and now I've learned from that. Like, I wonder if age will be this important or if it'll be like, no, it's just so fun to be in this house with all these people. But I think age came into play last year because we had two of our older women make it all the way to Final Five. And oh no, Bowie, all three women over 40 made it to Final Five. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know if that's going to be another thing where like, people see that as a blueprint of like, it's really easy to beat everyone in the house if you get rid of all the people under 40 in the first 6 weeks. And then just, I'm the only one left who can do all this jumping around stuff. I really hate that her name is spelt like that, Mackenzie, but you know what? No, not everybody gets to pick their name, you know?
Nope.
Not most people. We're going. Now, if you were like, who's an AI? This is another AI generated contestant, Kenny Kelly. He's from a cop from Boston. Okay, it's like, okay, how many seasons of CBS reality TV have we had a cop from Boston? And you're like, not that I'm trying to make fun of your accent, I'm just trying to emulate it. Was it Brett from Boston, or am I messing around?
No, Brett LaBelle. Yep. From Survivor.
And now how many undercover cops have we had on? Oh, well, one of the top five, like Derek is an undercover cop who won the show. And like, so what more stories do we have from undercover cops that haven't been told already?
So I watched his part of the video and he loves Derek. No shock. But got involved with Big Brother through his wife. And wanted to be able to like talk with her about you know, the shows that she's watching. So he got involved in watching Big Brother through his wife. And he wants to play it week by week, stay middle of the pack, and wants to make a really strong alliance.
I hope he goes home in the first 2 weeks. Because, like...
You're thinking Steve undercover cop more than Derek undercover cop.
I think so. Like just the idea of one of us, like, if there's ever, like, a secret's told, like, one of us 16 players is an undercover cop or was an undercover cop in their life, it's like everyone's going to go, oh, yeah, it was for sure this dude. Like, he literally looks like a cop. Like, just, yeah. Like, the whole story we did with Steve, like, none of these people look like cops at all. Except for Quinn. Quinn could be a cop. I don't know what utopia cop that would be, but Kenny Kelly, I want to be wowed, and I want to be, wow, I've never seen that. That's kind of the same thing twice, but I don't think Kenny Kelly is going to have a new experience that we've never seen on the show. So for some of my other people that I'm excited about to flourish, I need Kenny Kelly to flounder. So I will be sending the negative juju his way.
Let him go early because he wants to play a boring game.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Kenny Kelly. Now all it's right. Time for Lisa.
Lisa?
I'm a celebrity chef.
She was like, why not be on Big Brother? She wants to be a dynamic player playing a dynamic game. A boss babe is here and means business and is going to treat the game as business.
Yes.
If you read that, what's your strategy going into the game?
A dynamic game whose boss babe? I mean, you can't boss babe unless you win an HOH. That's how that has to happen.
But yeah, he's basically like, why not do this?
I don't not see myself manipulating the competition. She's always trying to trick us in her bio. I'll use my powers for good, so I'm not going to manipulate. I'm not going to manipulate people. I want to try my best to play a good game by being a good human. No! Why? No!
She's just here to vibe.
Oh my god, no former house guests I would model my game after. Oh my, I don't plan on being a backstabber. Is this another Sam? Is this someone who's just literally going...
Victoria?
Oh my gosh, I was literally excited to root for her, and now... What am I supposed to do? Just watch her vibe? How do you vibe and be a boss babe that treats us like a business? I could personally couldn't do that.
That is a vibe in itself.
Because in a business, your customer's always right. And so you don't want your fellow housemates to be the customers that are always right and, like, making you cry or whatever. I wouldn't say, like, an onion. Okay, let's. I was like, what the hell is this? There's layers to me. Like, you're in the middle of Nova Scotia wearing 7 different lasers. Layers, because you're freezing your butt off. That's how many layers there are to me. That sentence is crazy. That sentence has never been said before. Was high on Lisa. Now I'm not. Oh well. Let's go over to Chemo. We don't get to see his stuff at all. I'm pumped up. All the people in Idaho, back off. There's another state He's that's getting
high energy.
First time, Hawaii. And you get to do this all the time. I think he is our gay representative this season, too. And by think, I know. He's a mattress sales rep, which is a hilarious job. Because I can't wait till he's like, they skimped on our freaking mattresses. Where there's like the HOA, or what is it, have not bedroom. He's like, oh my god, this isn't like, my job has better mattresses than this.
Where do you get these from, our competitors?
Yeah. Where'd you get these from, the not purple mattress place?
He's Hawaiian and wants to bring lots of love, and he's going to like adapt to the game as it happens.
Okay. I like adapting. That's like some of the most like it's so funny because in this mode of what could you write in a bio that would blow people's minds? There's nothing anymore. Like we're 26 seasons in. There's nothing you can do to like fully enthrall the fan base. There's nothing you could do to go, oh, I've never heard of that. Like everyone, there's like 37 shows a year now that go through all this.
Lisa got you.
Oh, what did she say?
you were shocked by Lisa's
in a negative way. In a negative. I think Kimo. What I think Kimo is going to be good at is being like, "Hey, I'm a fun person to be around, and I'm hoping that whenever it's time for Kimo to make a decision, to where it's like." I need to do something cutthroat to take me to the next level of the game. I hope he has it in him to do the cutthroat thing.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, number 16 of the back and forth. We have our most AI generated contestant yet. It's a VIP cocktail server from Pittsburgh / I'm in Miami now. This is everything you want in a contestant. It's Leah Peters. 26 is her lucky number. She's 26 years old, and she even has a 26 tattoo already. I don't think we need to read anything more. Thank God we saved her till the end because she's going to win. I can't hear you. Hopefully you're
so
not.
So she's fine. Not even like the Big Brother fan. It's her family.
Oh, perfect. Because I think I could see this based off this. This is one of my favorite things I've ever seen written. What has made Big Brother better this last season after season? The show has stayed on the air so long because of its unpredictability. I think right now I could literally go and predict at least 10 challenges of the next season or at least 4 twists. I probably know who the 17th person is going to be. It's going to be a random person. What are they going to do with AI? Are they going to do the app thing again? Is it going to be secret? It's literally so predictable. That's why we love it. Oh, I bet someone's going to be wearing a leotard. I bet somebody else is going to be wearing a leotard. I bet somebody's going to get a crazy punishment where they have to dunk themselves in slime. I bet somebody else is going to have to completely run around the backyard for an hour and a half for 5 times so they can get their vote back. It's like, what are you talking about? Big Brother's not predictable. Come on. That's why we like it.
Yeah.
My strategy in the Big Brother house will be determined whenever I'm in there. You don't have to be super conniving. Why? What is all this morality going on this season? That's kind of frustrating. Okay, I don't know if you said anything. So, if we're ranking everyone, I think what's funny is we did bios for half of them. I will say I'm willing to be wrong on Chelsea and going back and being like, I am so sorry. I thought you had no potential, but that's my bad for not having a bio of you. Who wins? I think I'll do a winner pick. It's not him. Winner pick, not Angela, not Brooklyn. My winner pick, who won last season? Jag won last season. I'm going to feel the best about Takor and Rubina. Literally, it's all the people at the end. This is my final four. Quinn, Rubina, Takor, and Tucker. I don't know how they get there. I don't know who's going to be who. But I'm feeling really good about these four people. And I want them to do really well.
I was going to say the same thing about Takor and Rubina. So,
we're like on the girlies.
I mean, we knew this.
Yeah, but who's the who are the guys you like?
I mean, Tucker seemed okay. I'm interested to see what Kenny will do. Like, I just want to see what happens with Kenny.
Ooh.
I just want to see what happens.
Joe can get fifth place.
Brooding, but so I just want to see how he is in the house. I do like Cam wanting to be with all the moms.
All the moms. Who's going to date each other? I feel like who is Leah going to be like, he's so hot, I got to go after him.
Jim Bro, Matt, or Tucker?
Leah and Matt, or Leah and Tucker? I feel like that's... somebody was like, are they not casting for showmances anymore? I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
or Mackenzie.
Yeah. Does Mackenzie have a boyfriend at home or something? What's on your big brother bucket list? Swimming in the pool. Mackenzie has to go home first. I'm sorry. Everyone else. There's a lot
Chelsea,
of people.
You can stay. Chelsea, you can stay. It's Mackenzie now.
Angela, what is it? Her bio's here. What is her bucket list? Does she have a bucket list? Because I feel like you could look at the bucket. No, her bucket list question didn't make it. Must have gotten eaten by the ads. Is it under here? Nope. No free ads. I'm going to be the first 50-year-old woman to win Big Brother. I'm not coming here to lose. I think Angela's not making jury. Holy crap. Overall, I think it's a fun... I think this will be a fun season. I think we have some burnouts that will, like, do so bad. Ooh, this is a good one. Let's do the all of them pose. There we go. You can't see my mouse, right?
You know, I can. I can.
Oh, okay, perfect. I think we got some burnouts in this cast. I think we have some... Kind of weird that the cast photo did, like... Here's half diverse, half white dudes on the, like, what the hell? Like, why would you do that? And switch chemo up there. But it is like, I think this will be fun. Mm-hmm. A fun season. There's a lot of bad players, it looks like.
But I love that.
So maybe, like, I think if you have the right head on your shoulders, it will not be hard for you to make jury. But it will be hard for you to go after other people that have their heads on their shoulders. So if someone like Takor and Quinn, if they link up, I will be like, oh shit, that is clearly like if the power players link up, I think this could be like a steamroll that's fun as these people are like, oh no, I told that I'm going to be a pawn, and then they go home. 7-0, and then they're like, what the hell happened here? Is that fun, or do I want two sides of the house? I want two sides of the house. Could I pick who the sides of the house would be? No.
They already did it for us. That's what it is. Top half, bottom half.
I mean, I hope not. I don't want to deal with that all summer long of...
Oh, shit.
Is Big Brother racist? And you're just like...
Never mind. I didn't notice that. I wasn't looking too close.
We got some people wearing glasses. Three people wearing glasses. That seems a little low. I need some more representation.
Don't worry. We got it on the podcast.
Ugly shirts on this stuff, though. There's a couple ugly shirts.
And one crocheted shirt.
Takor wins Big Brother 26.
All right. Let's do it. Let's stamp it. And it's official now.
That was... a quick and dirty.
Yeah.
Quick and dirty. I think there's something about, I'm not saying don't listen to us because we're not going to be prepared, but there's a way to overthink Big Brother, and we're not going to be doing that.
No.
We're going to be doing off the cuff emotional responses to stuff. We're not going to do the like, oh, we know exactly that this is the first person to walk in the house fourth that got second place. Talk to Julie first, one responded, and then one. No, it'll literally be like, oh my God, Kenny won HOH. And be like,
and we won't be spoiling veto winners, or we're just going to talk about what we see on the show when we see it.
No. And then, so for you, is it 8 o'clock Wednesday night?
I think so.
Or is it 9?
Great question. When is it on for you?
Well, 3 hours after you. That's what you're supposed to tell me. It's so impossible to look it up. I'm assuming it's going to be what we're going to do. Should we go live after both nights?
I'd say after both nights so we know what the heck is going on and have more to talk about.
The next time you'll see us is Wednesday.
Or Thursday.
No, it's Wednesday and Thursday, right?
I know. Are we talking after? Or are we sending out a tweet so they know? Or are we discussing this now?
No, we are going to be live after both Wednesday and Thursday's episode.
Okay.
Unless you're like, I can't do Wednesday, but
I haven't checked my calendar.
We're going to check our calendars. What our plan to do is to basically do right now every Monday of here's what happened on Sunday's episode. And then every Thursday after the episode is going the credits, you can just right after head on over to our youtube.com and we'll talk about how we felt about it. What was Julie dressed as? Okay, that was pretty cool. Who won HOH? All right. Or nope. Let's watch the HOH as we talk because it's going to be a endurance competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to end up loving some of these characters, hating some of these characters. I think truly what we want to do, though, is be as like lighthearted, and this is a summer casual show with a huge audience, with a huge legacy. I think you can go watch all those other videos of like where Big Brother holds a place in my heart. And like, because if you take it too seriously or if you get bogged down, like, I'm sure there will be a week where my least favorite person wins OHOH and it'll be a, well, this episode's going to be 20 minutes because I hated that episode. I don't think we should. Well, like, it's a marathon and we're getting ready. The gun is about to go off on Wednesday, but we're gonna be there for you. Yeah. We're going to jog. We're going to have some emotional moments. If you guys are like, please stop talking about this character, or we want to hear more about your advice there, or not advice, more about your opinion there, leave us stuff on youtube.com. If you are like, Blake, what was in your tab? Because I don't want to go and screenshot it. The only embarrassing things I had open as the shortcuts on Google was OnlyFans.com. I went on OnlyFans once. So you don't have to go screenshot it and ruin my life. It should be socially acceptable enough for that to be there. The V for videos is Vimeo, not anything crazy.
If you want to hear about his exploits, follow us on Discord. Become a patron.
Ish. Like and subscribe for more Big Brother stuff. And be pumped for Angela to probably go home first at the end of Thursday's episode.
All right, we'll see.